Hey, hey, you're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Now, record scratch, your girl Bree, I'm on sabbatical right now, just like I told you I was going to be at the beginning of this month, but I'm not going to leave you hanging. You know, I always come through with something for you every Monday, and today is no different. So I've gone back into the archives and got an episode for you today that really has some gems and nuggets for you as we make our way into 2025. So light your candle, get you some chamomile tea or whatever you want to drink, and don't forget your journal. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. In today's episode, I want to talk about women, us, being forced to mask, being forced to show up. But before I get into today's episode, I'd like to, first of all, invite you into the space. Go ahead and take a breath with me if you don't mind. We're going to inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Here we go. Inhale. And exhale. Let's go ahead and do that one more time. Inhale. And exhale through the mouth. Just wanted to take a few deep cleansing breaths because I'm just feeling a little wound up right now. In the last few episodes, I've talked about how I've been setting boundaries in specific areas of my life, and I'm still kind of sitting with that and allowing myself to feel my emotions and whatever's coming up and process some things. And one thing that you may notice, for some of us anyway, like depending on how your body reacts to stress, anxiety, and you know, just when stuff kind of starts to bubble up, sometimes our body just goes into resistance mode, or I don't want to say attack mode, but those things that we're feeling as they bubble up, it can start to look like, as you're releasing, it can show up as like a headache. It can show up as just showing up in your body in different ways. So I want you to just know that if you are doing the healing work and you're kind of feeling tension in your body, or you know, or your body's giving you signs that it's just really trying to rebalance itself, that I believe is completely normal. And I would just suggest that you find ways to allow your body to release, find some outlets, be it creativity or moving your body, you know, things that we've talked about on the show before. But just make sure that you listen to your body, because our bodies are our biggest truth tellers to what's going on in our lives. So we may be able to hide what we're going through from others. Actually, we can hide what we're going through with others. We have been conditioned to really do that. And so we've become a master at doing that, right? But the body, it never lies. The body, you can only, I guess, do certain things for too long before your body's like, look, girl, we ain't doing this no more. There's got to be another way. So your body is like it's our biggest truth teller. In case you did not watch the Oscars, and I'm not going to front, I did not watch the Oscars. I don't care about the Oscars. I don't typically care. I know this sounds really antisocial or really anti- whatever, and I get that, but this is my truth. I don't care about the Oscars. I don't care about award shows. I don't know what happened before. I don't know what happened after. I don't know any of that stuff, but I did see the clip circulating in regards to Angela Bassett, or we heard about it, where she was up for Best Actress, I'm assuming, but it was her, Jamie Lee Curtis, and maybe two or three other women. I do not know who they are or the movies that they were for, but regardless, she didn't win. She didn't win the award for Best Actress or whatever it was. And instead of that fake rah-rah energy that we see, not all the time, because I do believe that there are people that are genuinely in that moment so happy for the other person that won. But I am not going to sit up here and believe that every single time when someone else has won this award, people are automatically just like, oh my God, this is so amazing for this other person. Like that instant gut thing, even though this is something that you've wanted your entire life, or you just were like hoping against all hope that finally you were going to get your shine. I don't know what was going on through Angela Bassett's head. I don't know any of that. But what I can tell you is, to me, when her name was not announced, that reaction that we saw, to me, it felt like just a moment of acknowledgement that she didn't win. And to me, it was sadness. It was disappointment. She didn't automatically go into rah-rah mode. She had a human moment where she was feeling some kind of way. Whatever that was, I don't claim to know exactly what that is, but she was feeling some kind of way, and she didn't quote unquote fix her face automatically. She didn't go into this automatic cheering mode. She was hit with some hard news, and she reacted to that the way that she reacted to it. And so, of course, that clip was making the rounds. And so when I saw that last week or whenever it was, I instantly, in my mind, I created this post, and it says, Black women are expected to quote unquote mask during moments of pain and grief. We must smile through our disappointment to keep things PC and comfortable for a culture that couldn't care less about us. That was my words. That was how I was feeling after I saw that clip of Angela Bassett that was circulating. Black women stay pressured to keep their faces quote unquote fixed in spite of our humanity, in spite of our pain, in spite of like all these things or these emotions or these events that we're experiencing or things like that. Our humanity is always secondary to the comfort of other people. And it's not just the award show. The award show really just was a way for me to kind of like use it as a vehicle to talk about this. But our humanity, I feel like it's always secondary, or sometimes it's not even secondary. It's like this whole long list of things that we are to value and be. And our humanity, I feel like it's always at the bottom of the list, right? And it's something that I have definitely experienced in my childhood and as a young adult, where I needed to make sure that my face was fixed. And we know what fixed means, right? Like when someone tells you, like a person in authority tells you to fix your face. Or even, for example, when you're walking past a man, they're like, hey, you should smile more, that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But that whole narrative of having our faces fixed. Because the thought of us walking around with this audacity to have our humanity on our faces to be viewed by the people in the room or our environments, like that's something that we should be ashamed of. That's something that is not to be respected. That's something that is a threat, in my opinion, to this facade that all is well. Everything's perfect. Everything's happy, happy times. So we have to fix our faces in a variety of places, including our homes, especially if you're living with your parents. We have to fix our faces in society. Heaven forbid we walk around. We don't want people to feel threatened by us or to feel like, you know, we are bad people or I don't know. But then so in society, gotta have our faces fixed. Definitely have to have our faces fixed when we are at the office. There's just not many places where a Black woman can just be. And that's just like the overall theme for the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast. There's like there's not too many places where a Black woman can just be herself and have her humanity honored. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Right? Without being judged for it, without being embarrassed by it, without being told or taught that you should be ashamed for feeling that way. You should be ashamed for letting people know that things are not okay. And I feel like that's a big reason why a lot of us walking around here with depression and anxiety and stress, and we don't know ourselves, we don't trust ourselves, we don't follow our guts or our intuition. There's so much connected to that masking. There's so much connected to that masking. All of it when it comes to a Black woman, like it's nothing positive when it comes to a Black woman.
it's nothing positive when it comes to a Black woman. Again, society wants us to just, as Bell Hooks said in the book, like we are expected to wear the mask. And there's a poem for that too, written by a gentleman that it's called We Wear the Mask. And so I felt some kind of way for Angela Bassett. I honestly did. But that reaction that she received, it really just took me back to a time when, like, masking really honestly was a way for me to survive. Masking was really a way for me to just ensure, because I felt like it was my job to keep the peace, really a way to ensure that everybody's good, no one's going to be upset with me, which would open up a whole can of problems. I would make sure that I tried my best not to wear my emotions, because I know that my emotions and how I felt, like, they weren't really of importance. And so I'm thankful now that as an adult, I have the opportunity to heal, to genuinely heal, like, my emotional health, my physical health, my spiritual health. I have the opportunity to be human and to have human moments. That's a huge thing. That is a huge, huge thing. And I realize that the more that I allow myself to do that, it's a ripple effect. It's a ripple effect. The more that I allow myself to honor my humanity and to allow myself to be, even when I'm having a hard time, even when I'm having a time where I'm just like, oh my God, am I gonna feel this way forever? I allow myself to feel my emotions. I allow myself, if I'm feeling guilty, I allow myself to feel guilty. If I'm feeling sad, I allow myself to feel sad. Even the times when you're feeling happy, you know, have you ever had a time when you're feeling happy about something and you are just over the moon? You just feel like all ooey gooey inside and you're feeling happy and you're feeling good. And then you're like, wait a minute, something bad's going to happen. I can't enjoy this moment. Or, you know, I know so-and-so is dealing with a hard time right now. I shouldn't be feeling happy right now because people are sad or people are grieving. Who am I to feel happy about something during this time, right? Who am I? All of it is a mask. All of it is a facade when you are not able to show up as whomever you are in that moment. Again, it goes back to our survival. We know our ancestors had to wear that mask to survive. We know that our ancestors had to put every ounce of their humanity to the side, every bit of their humanity, every bit of their dignity to the side, and honor a system that only saw them / saw us or see us as commodities. Commodities. Why would anyone want to have their commodity not look happy or pretend to be happy while they're doing these quote unquote jobs for them, right? Why wouldn't they want their commodities to act like all is well? Of course they would want that. Of course they would want that. I'm just shaking my head at this idea that our ancestors were forced to grin and bear it, to wear this mask and act like these colonizers were the bee's knees because they had to survive.
And I think about that survival and how from generation to generation to generation, we are still having to mask, because if not, it could mean the difference between survival or not. It can mean the difference between being accepted or not. It can mean the difference between being physically violated or not. It can mean the difference between feeling like you're accepted and loved or not. There are some households that thrive on their children wearing the mask. Some of us were raised in homes where all we could do was pretend and wear the mask, because we were told that whatever happens in this house, it needs to stay in this house. Some of us are in relationships or in relationship with other people where, I mean, it threatens to break down at any time if you don't wear that mask, if you don't, you know, push your humanity and your disappointments and your feelings or whatever down.
Okay, so I realized that I'm the last person on the planet to wear Skims. I tried the Fits Everybody collection recently and I fell in love with the crossover bra and boy short. I'm not gonna lie to you, when I got the package, I thought there is zero chance that these things are going to fit me or be comfortable. But I was so wrong, y'all. They are stretchy, but somehow magically still form-fitting. And then the fabric is lightweight and so buttery soft. Oh my gosh, you almost forget that you're wearing them. Now, if you want to tap into some coziness, try this. Take a shower, moisturize your skin, and then slip on your Skims from the Fits Everybody collection under some cozy PJs. Girl, you will love it. I got mine in cocoa, but they have so many beautiful skin tone shades to choose from. You cannot go wrong with a color. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com and Skims stores. After you place your order, be sure to let them know the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select this show in the drop-down menu that follows. And if you're looking for the perfect gift for your Valentine or for yourself, Skims just launched their best Valentine's shop ever, available in sizes for women, men, and kids. Does it feel like your hormones are all over the place? If so, trust me, I get it, because lately I've been dealing with the hot flashes, the exhaustion, and even an unpredictable cycle, and it's been tough. And with over 1,000 hormone disruptors hiding in our food, hiding in our water, and even our skincare, it's no wonder so many of us feel out of balance. That's why I'm really excited about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth. This formula is made with plant-based adaptogens, herbal ingredients that help your body adjust and maintain optimal hormone levels. It's perfect for easing symptoms like mild mood swings, occasional bloating, and even those dreaded hot flashes. Hormone Harmony is a huge deal. One bottle is sold every 24 seconds, and women online are raving about how it helps them feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And pretend that everything is okay. It's like a threat against those systems to just lay it all out on the table. It's a disruptor. It's very disruptive. And that's what Angela Bassett did. She was disruptive. And I mean disruptive as in a good way. But she was disruptive to that award show because she refused in that moment to play the game. She was a disruptor at the show because instead of pretending to be happy in that moment where she really was feeling, I'm assuming, some type of pain or grief or disappointment or maybe even anger. It could have been anger that she was feeling as well. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I know what she was feeling. But whatever the emotion was, fear, anger, disappointment, sadness, whatever it was, the fact that people basically told her to fix her face, the fact that people basically shamed her or tried to shame her into, you know, feeling bad about her actions, it speaks volumes. It says a lot to me about this culture that claims that, you know, honor humanity is to be honored and this and that, but it's not true. It is not true at all. And it's proof again to me that even those spaces, these highly built up spaces like the award shows, the Oscars, wherever that was, I think it was the Oscars, like wherever that place was, but these built up, you know, systems and whatnot that we're supposed to look up to, that we're supposed to want to aspire to, that we're supposed to hold in such a high regard because, you know, we're just these little people and these celebrities are huge, big people, supposedly, can't be real there. Because it's disruptive to the flow of the show. So I just want to salute Angela for being human, for being a disruptor to the flow of the show. For that small little, you may not think that was resistance, but I do. That small little bit of resistance, you know, that she displayed there when she allowed her humanity to shine through. I thought that was an important moment and I respect her for that. And we may agree to disagree. Maybe you feel like it was disrespectful. And if that's your opinion, that's totally fine. But I see it as just a Black woman who in the moment of having her dreams dangled in front of her, if you will, and not receiving it, allowing her humanity to shine through. I can only imagine for some of us all the times that we dared to allow our humanity to shine through. We dared to try to have our emotions understood. We dared to go against the grain, if you will. And having that shut down so many times that you feel like you aren't even allowed to have emotions. You feel like you're not even allowed to show your displeasure for fear that someone will be upset, for fear that someone will demand that you fix your face or else, right? A part of our healing journey, or at least a part of my healing journey, again, it looks like just allowing myself to feel what I feel and be okay with that. One thing that I'm learning the further I go in this journey is that feeling how I feel is a huge part of my self-discovery. A lot of us are walking around and we still don't know who we are. We don't know what we like. We don't know really anything about us other than what the masked version of us, that what is acceptable as that masked version of us. So we don't really know exactly who we are, what we want. We've never really had an opportunity to discover who we were. We were only taught that the quote unquote good version of us is the one worth exploring. But there's a whole part of us that never had the opportunity to grow and for us to lean into and learn more about. So we have just that one half of us, the quote unquote good side, or the side that's like acceptable because it is masked. So we still have parts of us that have that are still in the dark. We still have parts of us that have yet to be discovered or recovered or uncovered. I feel like because of that, a lot of us, we don't even know who we are. And without knowing who we are, the quote unquote good and the quote unquote bad, like all parts of us, that part, the parts that are behind the mask, without doing that, we're missing out on so much, including just even at minimum having a certain level of trust and being able to surrender to that trust and surrender. It's hard to trust and it's hard to surrender and go with the flow or be at ease with ourselves and with the world when we aren't allowed to be our true self. It's really hard. It's really, really hard. And so my wish for you, if you're listening to this podcast and you find that you have just been wearing this mask for your entire life or for most of your life or for parts of your life, I think of some ways that you can start to lower that mask down a little bit. Start to question who you are. Who are you becoming? Who would you like to be? What parts of you were you taught that they're bad or need to be covered or they're not acceptable or you need to fix your face for certain parts of you because it doesn't conform to the norm of society or it doesn't continue to hold up this fake facade or this facade that isn't even real. People love to keep up appearances, but instead of these award shows addressing the real challenges and things that are going on, like diversity or the lack of diversity, they would rather have this facade that everything's okay, everything's beautiful, everything is on point, and because it threatens the foundation of what that award show or you know, what it's built on. Same thing goes for our families. If we don't wear the mask, if we don't mask up, if we don't present a certain look when we're outside the house, pretending that everything's okay or things like that, pretending that there's no problems or that we have it all under control or whatever the case may be, when we drop the mask, it's threatening. Because the world is going to be able to see what's really below the surface. And we really didn't want the world to see, or our friends or society or whomever to see, you know, what was below the facade, what was below the surface. It's a threat. It's a threat. It's like instead of people working on their own stuff, they want you to just continue to cover it up and wear that mask when you, for example, leave the house. They want you to put on a good front. People would rather limit you and have you pretend to be something rather than work on their own stuff. That doesn't even make sense to me at all. At all. I can't live my life like that. And I won't live my life like that anymore. So when you decide to walk in your truth and no longer really wear that mask, like Angela showing her emotions, when you refuse to do that anymore, don't be surprised when others see that as a threat. It could be your parents, your partner, but at some point as we continue healing and when we decide to no longer abandon ourselves, that's another thing that the mask does. It causes us to, again, mistrust or not trust ourselves, but also to abandon ourselves to the point where you're just like, I don't even know who the hell I am anymore. But when you start to just show up as your true self, don't be surprised that people get uncomfortable. Don't be surprised that people want to look away. Don't be surprised if people are resentful. Don't be surprised if people want to act like something's wrong with you, right? Because they don't want to look at their own stuff. They don't want to fix the foundation. They want to continue with the with the lie. They want to continue with the fantasy. But just because that's the case does not mean that you cannot continue to do the work. Just because that's the case for other people does not mean that you have to continue doing something that is disingenuous, or continue doing something that does not feel real for you, or doing something that continues to cover things up when you're in a place where you want to open the curtains, open the windows, let some new life in and continue healing and letting go and releasing these things that are possibly keeping you stuck, keeping you from getting into alignment with your purpose, keeping you from getting into just this, just allow you to get grounded and rooted in authentic joy, authentic self-love. We're not doing that no more. We're not doing that anymore. So just something for you to think about, and something that I was processing and thinking about over the last few days, just this whole concept of the mask. I really want you to sit with this for a little while this week, but I really want you to sit with this because this is a part of the healing work. This is a part of just understanding what needs to be released, understanding what you're still holding on to, understanding what is really not you. The part of the mask that's not you, but it was just linked to you for your survival. And it's also a way for you to kind of come to terms with what areas of your life, for example, your emotional maturity or your emotional health or things like that, what parts of that, as you drop the mask, are kind of being laid bare and really could use some extra support, guidance, TLC, that kind of thing. I would highly recommend that you get with a therapist or get into your sister circles. There's definitely tons of books available that talk about, you know, just valuing yourself and dropping the mask and emotional maturity and just things like that. Maybe in my next podcast episode, that might be something I can talk about, some of the books that I've read that are really helping me in my healing journey. But I mean, ultimately, I just want you to know, Black woman, that I see you, and my wish for you, my hope for you as we continue moving towards liberation is that we have these spaces, these environments where we can just be. If you listened to last week's podcast episode, I talked about this whole concept of being, B-E-I-N-G, and the E stands for environment. And this is what I'm talking about. This is one of the things I'm talking about. Just the environments that we're in, not just in our home or the workplace or things like that, but just the circles that we run in and things like that, that allow us to not mask. You deserve spaces where you do not have to pretend. You deserve spaces where you do not have to wear the mask. You deserve spaces where you don't have to feel guilty about having specific emotions or ideas or thoughts or that you don't agree with certain people or just things like that. You deserve spaces where you're just free to be your authentic self and your value just because of who you are. And no one's asking you to sugarcoat anything or, you know, mask or sweep things under the rug. We've done that for so long. Like, it's tied into our DNA, and it's time to release that. It's time to release that. So just something for you to think about. I would love to hear your comments, your questions, or anything like that. You can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect@browngirlselfcare.com. So that's it for this week's episode. I'm going to continue doing a little resting today. And yeah, just allowing myself to just be. No pretenses. No, I shoulds, I wishes, I gottas, like none of that stuff. I'm just allowing myself to just be, just as I am, and exploring what that, you know, looks like and feels like for me. And I hope the same for you. My hope is that you do have spaces where you can do this. I'm just thinking here. There's so much that I could say, but I'm just going to go ahead and end it here. So thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed week, and I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Mm-hmm.